everybody, and welcome to Tara Tea. I'm your host, Tara, and today we're finally going over 2022's upcoming horror movies. I know what you're thinking. Are you dumb? It's February by the time this comes out. And yeah, you're absolutely right. It's February. Scream took so much of my time. I don't know if I really went over it with you guys, but I watched all 5 movies, of course, multiple times. I read multiple copies of each script, documentaries, magazine articles, commentaries, like anything I could get my hands on. Like I basically from like Thanksgiving to I guess whatever the episode came out, it was constant just focusing on Scream, looking up Scream info, watching this documentary, reading this script, reading this article, just chaos. And so I did not have time to go over what I watched in 2021, much less go over what's coming out for 2022. So whoopsie poopsie. So to go over kind of what happened with 2021 to see what our list looked like, we originally had Wrong Turn, which did come out. I really liked. That's actually one of my most popular episodes, which blows my mind because I feel like no one has seen that movie and it is actually really good. Antlers ended up coming out at the end of 2021 instead of the beginning. Morbius we'll get to. A Quiet Place 2 came out. I enjoyed it. Spiral came out. I enjoyed it. Godzilla vs. Kong came out. The Conjuring 3 came out. I did not care for it. Ghostbusters Afterlife did come out. Haven't seen it still because it came out near the end of the year. Venom Let There Be Carnage I haven't seen because I still haven't seen the first Venom. The Forever Purge came out, which I really liked. Don't Breathe 2 came out, which was something. Candyman came out, which y'all know I loved. Resident Evil came out. I still haven't seen that either, sorry. Halloween Kills came out. We all know that I enjoyed it, but it's a very divisive film. A Head Full of Ghosts, I don't know if that came out. The Collector 3 has not come out. Escape Room 2 did come out. I really liked it. Fear Street, all 3 parts came out. I have thoughts on those. At some point, I want to go over the Fear Street series because I love the Fear Street books as a kid, but we haven't had time. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is on my 2022 list, so we'll get there. Terrifier 2 still has not come out, 2022 list, and Willy's Wonderland, which I really enjoyed. Nick Cage is at his like peak Nick Cage-ness of 2021, if you can believe that or not. There's some other movies that I missed on the list that of course came out later on that hadn't really been talked about. And I will say for 2022, we do have more movies on the list that I was anticipating, which was part of it because I'm like looking through and I'm like, holy shit, there's a lot of horror movies coming out. But there are so many that I have no freaking clue when they're coming out. So we're just gonna kind of go over it a little bit and see what happens. Of course, we had Scream that came out. It was amazing. I'm gonna try to primarily focus on theater. But if it comes out on Shudder or Netflix or Hulu or some other streaming service, I'll try to mention that on here. So first we have Slapface, which is going to come out on February 3rd on Shudder. This is about a boy who deals with the loss of his mother by creating a dangerous relationship with a monster rumored to live in the woods. I haven't seen the trailer for this. I'm going to include clips of the trailers in the movie. I'm going to try to speed up the sound so it might sound a little goofy. You should definitely check these out if you're a trailer watching person. Some people don't like to watch trailers, and that's fine. That's why I want to try to speed it up and not have it be like the complete focus of each episode or each segment.
Mom, I know you're trying your best.
Your
mom would have been proud of you, but I don't think she'd feel the same way about Lucas right now.
You're right. This is gonna hurt.
Gotta know.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that. I might check that out. But this one looks really good. There is a better synopsis on Wikipedia. After the death of his mother, Lucas, a loner who lives in a rundown home with his brother Tom, regularly seeks solace in the nearby woods. With his only friends being a group of female bullies, he keeps to himself most of the time, but after a strange encounter with an inhuman monster, Lucas begins to withdraw from others. When the two reach a tentative trust, a bizarre friendship is born, and Lucas is swept away in a series of primal adventures. I don't know. I don't really know anyone in the cast. Like, none of the names are popping out at me. So, I don't know. Very interested to see what that one's about. Let's see here. Next, we have The Long Night, which is... It was originally called The Coven. It is about a devoted couple's quiet weekend that takes a bizarre turn when a nightmarish cult and their maniacal leader come to fulfill an apocalyptic prophecy. I don't know. Scout Taylor Compton stars. This comes out in theaters on February 4th. I haven't really seen any trailers for this or anything, so we're gonna look one up real fast. Hold on.
Just as a servant sheds his skin, so must the one be cleansed of sin.
Mr. Caldwell, hello?
So that the next renewal can begin.
Smells like something died in here. Let's just get out of here. This whole thing is weird.
I don't know what it is about this house. I have to stay.
Just saw this trailer last night for the first time, and I didn't catch, I guess, the end of it where it says The Long Night or something, because I did not realize I've seen this trailer. Again, like I said, it has Scout Taylor Compton. It also has Nolan Gerard Funk, who was in, he was in Truth or Dare. He played Tyson. So there's that one. We have The Devil's Light, which is coming out on February 11th of 2022. It is coming out in theaters. It is about a nun that encounters a demonic force while performing an exorcism. And I don't believe I've seen a whole lot. There is a better synopsis. So, Sister Anne, a restless 25-year-old, devoutly believes that performing exorcisms is her calling. But she's at odds with the institution's traditions. Sisters are not allowed to perform exorcisms, only priests. With the support of a mentor, a professor who senses her special gift, she is allowed to observe actual training sessions. Her desire to prove herself takes a personal turn when she meets one of the school's most disturbed patients. During their harrowing encounters, Sister Anne comes face to face with a demonic force that infests the school and has mysterious ties to her own past. It is then that the power of evil and her own startling abilities are fully realized. Virginia Madsen is in this as Dr. Peters. I'm assuming that is like the doctor that helps her. I don't really know. These are all shorts and they're creepy. It's like a hair being pulled out of an eyeball. I don't see a single trailer. So we may not have that as an option for that one. That's okay though. Next we have They Love in the Gray, which is going to be on Shudder on February 17th. I was very interested in this one actually. While investigating a child abuse case, a young social worker discovers that a supernatural entity is tormenting the family. To save the parents from losing custody of their child, she must confront her fears and use her clairvoyance to stop the malevolent force. And I think, who is it that's in this one that I know? What is it? They love... Live. I'm an idiot. They live in the grave. Jesus Christ. All right, so let's check out this trailer.
Do you have any idea what it's like to have no control over your entire life?
I do.
I got an 8-year-old girl. School wants to take into.
Are you here to take me away?
I'm here to help.
It's a scratch on my face.
You can tell me.
Am I gonna get it from a fall?
Say this movie looks great, and the girl I did recognize, she plays Phoenix, or like I forget her actual name in the movie, but she plays the little girl in Don't Breathe 2, so I have seen her before. Next we have The Cursed. This comes out on February 18th in theaters. I will say I had not heard a single thing about this movie, had no clue what it was. We're getting ready to watch Scream. It's opening night. This trailer comes on and it is so creepy, and everyone in the theater is like, what in the hell was that? Because it is so creepy. I'm very excited for it. I cannot wait to see it. I think it's gonna be great. It is about, it's like a period piece where there is a baron that, what is he, hang on, it's a baron landowner who kills a Roma clan. And they actually curse his family in the village. So the townspeople like start having nightmares, and one of the guy's sons goes missing, and then another boy is found murdered. Apparently there's werewolves. Like, it looks nuts. I totally recommend checking out that trailer because it is creepy. I'm gonna play it here.
We've all dreamt of silver desk houses, man.
It was originally called 8 for Silver and was at Sundance, where it got great reviews. So I am very excited. The only thing that makes me nervous is it's one of those movies that has like the best horror movie of the year taglines on it. And those always make me a little skittish because I'm just like, really? Especially when it's February. But still, I don't know. I'm excited. The trailer looks super creepy. And I will say, I enjoy having different horror genres, like subgenres, represented before you see a movie. Like, yes, it's great if there's a bunch of slashers coming out for me to see trailers for every slasher that's coming out soon, but I do also like going to see a horror movie and seeing different representations of the genre beforehand too, especially when the trailers are as good as this one. It's really cool. So next we have Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is coming out on February 18th on Netflix. Now this one, I have to say this, but I have a little bit of hesitation towards this. Now I will say, I love the remake, the prequel, and yeah, Texas Chainsaw mathematically doesn't make sense, and there are some really terrible lines, but it's fun to just watch. Leatherface, I had a weird, like, it didn't feel like a Texas Chainsaw movie until about halfway through that movie. Everything before that just felt like a random, like, horror movie. Like, it didn't even feel the same. But this one, I feel like they saw Halloween and what happened with it, with bringing back Laurie Strode and kind of wiping away the past. And so that's kind of what's happening here. Now, I will say, Fede Alvarez, who did Evil Dead and Don't Breathe, and Don't Breathe 2, he is a producer for this movie. So that gives me, like, a little more hope. He has said that he's not exactly erasing the past because he feels like you can't. He said it's more open to interpretation as far as where you think the timeline went. But the thing with this one is that Sally Hardesty, who is the survivor in the first one, that character is returning. And she's seeking revenge on Leatherface. And so this is, you know, her going to have her showdown. And I don't want it to be copy-paste of the Halloween formula. Because, yeah, in Halloween we did wipe away everything, where we went back to one. However, we have seen Laurie Strode fight Michael Myers numerous times, so we're used to seeing that. In Texas Chainsaw, in the first one, it ends with her, like, screaming, laughing maniacally, whatever it is that she's doing at the back of the truck. The second one, there's, like, the scroll of text where it says that she was institutionalized and she lost her mind. In the third one, it says that she died in 77, so they kill her off. In Next Generation, the actress that originally played Marilyn Burns, or the actress Marilyn Burns who originally played Summer Hardesty, came back and played a woman strapped to a bed in a medical hospital, and she was listed, like, as an uncredited person. So people were like, oh, well, that's definitely Sally Hardesty. She, you know, lost her mind. That's her in that mental institution or that hospital. But then in Texas Chainsaw, which of course she's not in the remake and all that, but in Texas Chainsaw, which is supposed to be a direct sequel to one, she plays a completely different character. She plays her grandmother, who's a different character. Her name's Verna. She's not Sally. And she's a member of that family with Leatherface, whereas Sally was not, so it's completely different. So, I mean, we haven't really seen Summer Hardesty battling against Leatherface. So the fact that she's been sitting around waiting for Leatherface to come back, which, girl, where'd he go? He's been in the same town. Did he just disappear? Like, I don't know where that's coming from. And to me, that's getting a little too close to just, oh, Halloween worked. Let's replicate it. Which, I get the requel trend. I get it. But this seems a little bit more like a ripoff. So I'm hoping that there's something else here. Because I do enjoy watching the Texas Chainsaw movies. I think they're absolutely insane and a complete blast. But I don't want to see it just be ripped off. So they have recasted the role because Marilyn Burns passed away in 2014. So they have cast a completely different actress. This movie is about two sisters who go to Harlow, Texas with their friends, where they meet Sally, who's seeking revenge. And that's really all we know so far. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch it. Like, on the 18th, I'm going to be on Netflix watching this because I can't miss it. And I'll try to cover it. I've got some plans for February. I'm really stoked about it. We'll get into it at the end of this podcast. So, it may be a little bit before I start actually reviewing these upcoming movies. So, just hold on. Be patient. There's another Shudder exclusive that's going to come out on February 24th called Hellbender. It is about a lonely teen who discovers her connection to witchcraft. And I don't really know a whole lot about that one either. I keep saying that and then I realize I've seen the trailer. So I don't know, maybe these trailers are not like that detailed where I'm like, oh, I've totally seen this trailer. I remember actually reading up on this because it's written by Zelda Adams, who plays Izzy in the movie, who is like the teen.
The moon must survive.
It's a damn ad for Moonfall, which I do want to see. Body horror person, but like that made me a little squeamish. a lot of blood, a lot of like shit coming out of hands and stuff, like can't do it, freaks me out, but it looks good. I actually probably will check that out. On February 25th on Hulu, we're gonna have No Exit. Now I actually have this book. I have owned this book for like a year and a half now. And at some point, I want to start covering some horror books because there's some pretty damn good ones that I've read. A couple of years ago, I made a New Year's resolution to read more. And I have tried to do it for the past like 3 or 4 years now. I have a problem with collecting books. I will buy them and I will have them on the shelf looking real pretty. And I'll just keep buying them. And I don't always read them. It's a problem. And No Exit was when I was like really restarting my book reading journey, was one of the books that I bought that I still haven't read yet. So I want to read this before the movie comes out because I would like to see how they compare. It is about a college student that gets stuck at a mountain rest stop with a group of people, but she finds out that one of them has kidnapped a kid, and so it becomes this huge like life or death battle to figure out who the kidnapper is. And it sounded amazing when I bought the book, so of course I'm just like, why the hell didn't I read this? So now I'm like, I gotta read it.
Harvey, 11 days. Honestly, what are we doing here?
I told myself the same thing. Rehab doesn't work.
But... excuse me, Harvey. Phone for you.
My mom is in the hospital. I have to leave.
Harvey, you know the rules. You leave and you're back in jail.
The road's closed.
I have to get to Salt Lake City.
No one's getting through until the storm passes. We're opening up the visitor center for some folks. Wait it out there.
So what's your name? Darby. Sandy.
Yeah, I'm Ash.
Ours?
Do you have the Wi-Fi? No, there's no Wi-Fi.
I got one bar by the tree for about 10 seconds.
Or read the book even more, so definitely gonna have to check that out before this movie comes out. Another one that I want to see is Studio 666. This comes out in theaters on February 25th, and it is the Foo Fighters, and it is about how they go to a remote location to record their 10th album, and Dave Grohl becomes possessed. I'm so pumped. The trailer looks incredible. I cannot wait.
Foo Fighters, you gotta get me a record.
It's our 10th album. We're gonna break the mold on this one. Let's go somewhere we've never been.
This place is amazing.
Do you guys get this overwhelming sense of death? It doesn't really seem like the right fit.
Whoa,
it's
rad.
That was weird. The sound of this house is the sound of album 10.
Living room.
Let me apologize in advance for all the rock we're about to make.
Got a couple of ideas I've been working on. I'll lay them on you.
Dude, wait, no, it's called Everlong, and you wrote it about 20 years ago.
How you feeling? Everything okay?
Ever since we moved into this house, my mind is flooded. We all have writer's block.
This is not just a creepy rock and roll house. It allows spiritual entities to cross into our world.
Oh my God!
One flew over the cuckoo's nest, crazy.
It's this place, man. Let's finish the track.
Can we just wait, dude?
Just wait, Flash.
You found a new musical note.
Hell yes, I did. It's an L.
Any chefs in the grill?
I'm pretty handy on the grill.
Yeah, you like your meat charred and dry.
He does like a killer barbecue.
Looks absolutely nuts. I'm super pumped. It's gonna be great. Next we have on March 17th through Shudder, it's called Unwelcome. It is a dark horror fairy tale. It's about a couple that goes into the country only to learn about the bloodthirsty redcaps. Redcaps come when called to help souls in dire need, but there's always a price to pay for their help. I don't really know a whole lot about this one. I know that Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp is in it, but we'll listen to the trailer.
We've been gifted this beautiful house.
We live here. Can you believe it?
They've wanted to keep the place in your family, Jamie.
We really appreciate the house.
More than you know. It's got a hole in the roof.
The Wheelers are going to do a good job. Jamie, Mayor, you just carry on with your day as if we weren't here.
There is one thing I need to show you, and it's a little bit peculiar. Every evening before sunset, she leave a blood offering here.
Sorry, did you say blood?
For who? For the red caps.
They'll need feeding. They'll be hungry.
Can we get him out of the house, please?
You won't, dear.
How many times have the English come to this country and told us what's theirs is now theirs?
They need another place.
What did you leave out tonight?
Oh, shoot.
You can't miss a single day.
Hello?
Is anyone there?
I can't be scared. I'll find my own house.
Don't leave your missus alone with the lads.
Help me!
Reminds me of a No Sleep that I read, where this family moves into a house and every season there's different things that come and they have to do certain things to, like, stay safe. And that's kind of what this reminds me of. I don't know, it looks nuts. On March 18th, we have the movie X, which is coming out in theaters. It is about an adult film crew that finds disturbing secrets about the old couple whose farmhouse they're filming in. It has Jenna Ortega, and she's basically in everything right now, so I'm super pumped. If it's got her in it, I'm probably gonna watch it. Like, Fallout, I think it's what it's called, is coming out on HBO soon, where it's like their aftermath of a school shooting, and she's starring in it. going to be probably amazing. I have to check that out too. Not horror related, but whatever. Let's see if we can pull that up, because I don't know if there even is a trailer. That's the thing, is the further out we get, the less likely there's going to be a trailer.
Farmer's daughter, take one. I need to be famous, Wayne. All the best people are.
There's nobody else out there like you.
You know why?
Why?
You got that X Factor. That day's struggling, may soon be over.
Hollywood, here we go.
I just want me.
So this is it. Our own studio back on.
I tell you, huh?
Looking for a place to stay?
Yes, sir.
That's one ugly son of a bitch.
And my wife, Pearl, is next door, so I would appreciate a little discretion.
I just want me.
He don't know what we're doing, does he?
Well, it's better to beg for forgiveness and ask for permission.
Would you like to come inside?
I suppose.
I want to be in the movie.
Well, you can't. The story can't just change midway through.
I just want me.
If Daddy catches us, there's no telling what he might do.
I just want me.
My wife is not well.
You don't want to leave, do you?
Those eyes are gonna pop out of their dead skulls when they see this.
Amazing. I didn't realize it was like 70s, and it kind of reminds me of Texas Chainsaw, only it's like The Visit, where it's like sundowning old people. So I'm really pumped. We have another one called You Won't Be Alone on April 1st that comes out in theaters. A girl is kidnapped and turned into a witch. She becomes curious about human life, so she kills a peasant and takes her form. Okay, let's check it out. Have no idea. I didn't think this was a foreign film, but I have no idea what language they're speaking. I thought this was like Australian or something. So I don't know, but it looks nuts. I'm very excited to see that one. It's got Noomi, I don't know how to say her last name. She was in A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, like the original version. Never saw it. Saw parts of the American one. It freaked me out. I was like, no, thank you. Then we have Morbius. That's supposed to also come out on April 1st in theaters. We heard about that one last year. I have no idea if it's going to get pushed again or not. The fact that they keep pushing it makes me think it's actually terrible. So I don't know. Next, we have The Northman. It comes out April 8th in theaters. It is Robert Eggers' next film. It is his, like, Viking saga. It's not exactly horror, but a lot of horror websites are reporting about it, so I wanted to throw this in here. It's about a Viking prince that avenges his father, who died. It has Alexander Skarsgård. It has Bjork, Nicole Kidman, Willem Dafoe, Anya Taylor-Joy. So it's got a lot of people that we've seen a lot of. I think it could be very interesting. Is there a trailer? Oh, there's a trailer. Just kidding. Next, we have Hatchling, which is coming out in April, April 29th. It is about a 12-year-old gymnast who is desperate to please her mother. She finds a strange egg, decides to keep it warm until it hatches. It's supposed to come out on the 29th. I don't know if it's coming out to theaters or what. I have no freaking clue. Ooh, there's a trailer. It just came out. Okay, hang on. Called Hatching, not Hatchling. It's apparently it's a tale from Finland to like keep kids away from birds' nests, and so that's why you hear like the kind of lullaby thing. It looks like it's gonna be like a creature feature and some body horror. I have no idea if it's coming out in theaters. I'm trying to find more information. It was at Sundance. Yeah, I have no idea. But it looks fantastic. It may be our first foreign film we cover, because I'm gonna let you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this, I don't like birds. Like, I really, really don't like birds. They freak me the fuck out. And so, this movie, like, when the egg was hatching and, like, you saw its little creature face, like, not about that life. Like, it's giving me the heebie-jeebies, so no thanks. Another one that we have coming up is not technically a horror movie, I'm fully aware, but I wanted to include it on this list. It is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, because this movie has been listed as Marvel's first horror-like movie, so I'm very curious as to what the hell that means. Plus, it's directed by Sam Raimi, so I'm excited. There's also a movie that's Sam Raimi's other newest movie. It's called 65. It's going to have Adam Driver in it. It comes out May 13th, 2022. I couldn't find a whole lot about this. It's a, like, science fiction action thriller, so it's kind of not exactly horror, but it's adjacent enough to where I feel like we should maybe reference it, and we could talk about it later and be like, next year, oh, this was not a horror movie at all. I was so dumb for including it. Oh, here we go. The premise is, it is about an astronaut that crash lands on a mysterious planet, only to discover he's not alone. So yeah, we could say that's kind of horror. I mean, the next movie on the list is Jurassic World Domination, coming out on June 10th in theaters, so... And if we're gonna say Jurassic Park and its affiliates are horror movies, we can say that. I mean, Aliens is a horror movie, so I mean, why not? Or Alien, whatever. Next on the list is one that got bumped from last year, or I guess the beginning of this year, maybe Super Sad, The Black Phone. It's coming out on June 24th. We could definitely, hopefully you've seen the trailer for it, because The Black Phone trailer, I had not heard a single thing about it, and saw the trailer, and it freaked me out. I thought it was nuts. And it's actually a Joe Hill short, which I have and have not read. Again, I like to collect books, so it's a problem. But we can definitely listen to the trailer, so here we go.
I'll be home in the morning. Where are you going? I'm staying over at Sissy's tonight.
What's new? The fire.
The paper's calling the grabber.
I wish you wouldn't call that.
You don't actually believe that story, do you? Because he can't hear you. He doesn't really take kids that safe.
Isn't that just peachy keen?
Need some help?
You see that?
Yeah.
Would you hand me my hat?
Yes, sir.
I am a part-time magician.
Are those type of words?
Would you like to see a magic trick?
I have an announcement to make. One of our students, Finny Blake, was abducted.
What if I could help the police find Finny?
Be nervous about the Black Phone trailer is that I feel like it gave away so much of the movie. So I want to read the book to see if it really did or if it just seems like it did, because I feel like Halloween Kills was the same way. I thought it gave away that entire fucking movie. It didn't, but it gave a bit. Next, we have Bed Rest, which is going to come out on July 15th in theaters. A pregnant woman on bed rest begins to wonder if her house is haunted or if it's all in her head. This is going to be starring Scream's Melissa Barrera. So I'm very excited to see this, because a lot of people thought that her acting was wooden. I felt it was more of the character. Granted, I have not seen her in anything else, so it could be her. But I'm very curious to see how she is in this movie. Then, one of the ones that I'm looking forward to the most next year, or this year rather, is Nope, this is Jordan Peele's next movie that's going to come out on July 22nd. We know absolutely nothing about this movie. The only thing that we've seen is the poster, which came out last year. And it is like clouds with like a kite string coming out of it. And it just says, nope. So I don't know. Kiki Palmer, Steven Yeun, and Daniel Kaluuya are all in this movie. So I have no idea. I know no plot synopsis. There's no trailer. There's nothing. It's just a big nope. Then we have a movie called Beast on August 19th. It's on a trip to South Africa, a man and his two teenage daughters are hunted by a massive rogue lion. This is a movie starring Idris Elba. I love him, so I'm going to check it out. On September 8th, apparently Wolf Creek 3 is coming out. I haven't seen the second Wolf Creek. I know nothing about what's going to happen in this one. I can't find out a whole lot on this. Salem's Lot comes out on September 9th of 2022. It's going to be in theaters. It is, of course, about the Stephen King novel. A writer travels to a town where people become vampires. And that's all we know so far. There's a movie coming out called Dark Harvest on September 23rd. And it sounds absolutely insane. And I cannot freaking wait. A legendary monster called October Boy terrorizes residents in a small Midwestern town when he rises from the cornfields every Halloween with his butcher knife and makes his way towards those who are brave enough to confront him. I'm so excited. I want to say this is by David Slade. Give me a sec. And I also want to say it's like a comic or something. Yeah, this is by David Slade. It's based on The Dark Harvest, which is a novel by Norman Partridge. So, might have to try to see if I can find that book. I'm telling you, books, I'm all about it. Especially, I'll try to read the books if I'm going to review the movie, I will try to read the book if there is one. So, like, Valentine, I Know What You Did Last Summer, I read all those books before I watched the movie so I can kind of compare and contrast. I will try to do the same for these if I do episodes on them. Another one that's coming out is not exactly horror. It's more in the thriller realm, but everyone keeps listing it because it has so much hype. It's called Don't Worry, Darling on September 23rd. A housewife begins to worry that her husband is concealing a deadly secret. This is starring Florence Pugh, Harry Styles, with Olivia Wilde directing. Halloween Ends comes out on October 14th. Apparently, this is the climax, and they've already started filming. Super pumped. Can't wait to see where it goes from here. I've been hearing rumors about a radio tower being like a big thing in the movie, and I don't know how I feel about that. So we'll see. And then the last one that I have a definitive date for is Violent Night on December 2nd. This is a holiday horror film starring David Harbour. And that's all I know on that one. Then I've got these in alphabetical order. If I know anything about them, I'll say what I know. Otherwise, I know nothing. We have Bruptio. It's a horror anthology. It is actually Sig Haig's last role before he died in 2019. It is a puppet movie about a man who wakes up with a bomb in his head and he has to follow orders to stay alive. That's all I know. There is a movie called Adrift that's going to star Jared Leto. Alistair Arcane is a TV horror host. It stars Jim Carrey. I'm there. Eli Roth directing, still there for it. We've got an Anaconda remake that's coming out. There's a movie called Bedhead about a shape-shifting witch. There's a movie called Black Hole. Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is all I know about this one, other than this is A24's first slasher. Then we've got Bones and All, which is a cannibal story based on the Camille DeAngelis book, Lovers Are Surviving Society via a 1,000-mile journey in Ronald Reagan's America. That's all I know. The Boogeyman is coming out based on the novel by Stephen King. We've got a Bride of Frankenstein movie. The Cellar, which is some sort of ancient powerful entity that is controlling a house. Cobweb is about a boy who hears voices and he is trying to like get away from his abusive parents. The Collected is the third Collector movie. The Crooked Man, which is part of the Conjuring universe, is supposed to come out, but it's been in development for forever. So who knows? Evil Dead Rise is going to be coming out on HBO Max, not sure when. It is about a girl named Beth who visits her sister Ellie, who's raising three kids in a tiny apartment, and they find a mysterious book in the building. Wonder what book that is. Then we have Final Destination 6. This one is apparently going to center around first responders. I have no idea how that's going to go, but I'm super pumped because I love Final Destination, and I'm very excited to see a new one. We have Firestarter, which is based on the novel by the same name. It's basically like a remake of the one that Drew Barrymore was in. It's going to have Zac Efron, and it's a girl that has a psychic ability to start fires. There's supposed to be a Five Nights at Freddy's movie. My kid will lose his mind if there is one that ever comes out, so hopefully one does. The Grandmother is about a girl who returns home to Madrid to find long-term care for her grandmother when the grandmother starts acting strangely. There's apparently a Gremlins 3 that's going to be a reboot. Haunted Mansion is about a single mom trying to get rid of her newly purchased home full of ghosts, so it's likely to go on Disney Plus. A Head Full of Ghosts is supposed to come out based on the book by Paul Tremblay. Hellraiser is going to have a new movie coming out on Hulu, which is using the Hellbound Heart, just like the original, as its source material. Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out. It's about three high school students who have to stop the Sanderson sisters before midnight. We have Insidious 5 that's supposed to be coming out still. Patrick Wilson's directing. Jeepers Creepers Reborn. I'm only mentioning this because I've said before we're not going to cover Jeepers Creepers because Victor Salva is a piece of shit and I refuse to go over his movies and give him any credit whatsoever. It sucks because I love The Beginning, but The Beginning is literally a ripoff of an Unsolved Mysteries episode, and we can go over that. The first movie is pretty good. The Beginning is great. But Victor Salva is a child molesting piece of shit, and I'm not gonna do it. But this movie is apparently going to have new plotline, new characters. I have tried to look to see if he's affiliated in any way, and I cannot find anything. That does not mean that he's not affiliated. That does not mean that he's not getting money from this movie. I have no idea what the issue, like how they did this. I don't know if they bought the rights. I don't know. But this is apparently going to be the first of a trilogy. Now, here's the thing. This movie sounds nuts. It is apparently going to be set at a horror convention called Whorehound, which I've been to. Love Whorehound. It's a blast. But the creeper comes out during the film festival or like while they're recording stuff at the convention. I don't know. It's nuts. I don't know how I feel about it. Basically, if Victor Salva is getting any coin from it, I'm not watching it at all. I haven't seen the third one for that exact same reason. Lights Out 2 is apparently going to come out. Little Shop of Horrors is coming out, which I'm assuming is a remake. The Lost Boys, I'm assuming is going to be a remake. The Midnight Club is going to be a Mike Flanagan film. It's based on a Christopher Pike book, which I own and have not read. Shocking, I know. The Munsters, it's a new adaptation by Rob Zombie, who is starring Jeff Daniel Phillips as Herman Munster, Sherry Moon Zombie as Lily Munster, and Daniel Roebuck as Grandpa Munster. And it is supposed to come out in fall of 2022. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Then we have My Best Friend's Exorcism, which is based off of a Grady Hendrix book, which is a great book. I did not like it as much as I loved a Final Girl support group. That's one that I want to cover on the podcast at some point. Like, we're gonna have to figure out the time for that because it's such a good fucking book. And if you're a horror fan who loves slashers, you'll love it. So I'm very excited to see My Best Friend's Exorcism, and I hope that just means that a Final Girl support group is also gonna get a movie because I feel like it would be amazing. There's also a rumored remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street. I have no idea. I saw something where someone was like, oh, they should get Robert Englund to be the voice of Freddy if he doesn't want to be in the costume one more time and do like an anthology and have other people play Freddy, which I thought was interesting. I've seen things where people are talking about Kevin Bacon wants to be Freddy Krueger, which I'm like, okay. I mean, if Kevin Bacon's down, Kevin Bacon's down. I, however, have to say, if we're going to recast Freddy Krueger, it needs to be Zach Ward. He played in Freddy vs. Jason. He was the brother. He played Mark's brother. That was his name. He played Bobby, who was Mark's brother. And he briefly does like a little moment where he's Freddy. And he was so fucking awesome. So if we're going to have someone else carry the mantle, Zach Ward is my absolute number one choice. The Nun 2 is apparently going to come out. I don't know. Orphan First Kill is a prequel to the original Orphan. This had a January 28th date, which obviously if it somehow shows up somewhere, who knows? But I have no idea. It's supposed to go on Paramount. It's not there. I have no idea. There's also going to be an untitled Pet Sematary movie, which I believe is a prequel. There's going to be another Paranormal Activity sequel. I'm not going to lie. I hope it ties back to the original because I didn't really care for this like next of kin one. I probably just need to rewatch it because I lost focus. Planet of the Dead is going to be a Zack Snyder movie. Very excited. Prey is, I have no idea when it's coming out, but it's going on Hulu. It is a Predator sequel, but it's also kind of a prequel because it's a period piece. It is about a woman who goes against gender norms and traditions to become a warrior. Very excited. There's a movie called The Reef Stalked, which is a shark movie. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark 2 is supposed to come out. Something's Wrong with Rose, about a doctor whose mind turns on her after trauma with a patient. Terrifier 2. Time Cut is going to be the new Michael Kennedy movie. I can't wait. There's going to be the Tommyknockers. Urban Legends is supposed to be getting a new movie. I'm fucking down. Vengeance is supposed to come out. A Wolfman movie. And that's all I got for 2022. If all of these movies come out, 2022 is going to be freaking bananas. And it's like going to have a slow start at first. And then I think it's going to be balls to the walls. Assuming that these movies like start coming out in theaters. I will say the ones that are doing the streaming and theater deals, like those have been great. I loved getting those movies on HBO Max right away. Like I want them to do that more because it was nice. Like I love going to the movie theaters, but like if it's crazy and I don't want to be around people because hello, we're in a pandemic. Great. Like I'm all for it. Don't forget to go online and order your 4 free COVID tests. If you haven't done that already, please do it because they're offering these tests so you can try to keep your family safe. Please go do it. Wear a mask. We gotta end this shit. It's never ending. Like, I swear to God, it's never gonna freaking go away. But anyways, moving on so I don't go on a tangent. I also want to go over what we're doing for February because February is going to be Black History Month. February is also Women of Horror Month. I thought it'd be really fun to tap into the lesser known horror subgenre called Good for Her. It's all based on the Arrested Development episode where it's a news thing and the woman is saying like, you know, a mom like locked her kids in the car and it went down the road or something. And the mom, forget her name, but anyway, she looks and she's like, oh, good for her, and takes a sip of her tea. And there's so many excellent horror movies. It's like, oh, good for her. Like, Midsommar, we've already covered. Ultimate good for her movie. Like, it just is. The first movie we're going to be covering, which is going to be next week, is Ready or Not. I know I rarely tell you ahead of time what we're covering, and I'm really sorry. I want to get better about it. It's a one-man show. Like, depending on what we're watching, it's a hell of a lot of research. And it's a lot of work. I work full time. I have a kid. Like, I don't have a whole lot of time, but like, I devote a lot of time to this podcast. And it's just for me. Like, I feel like nobody listens, nobody, like, you know, enjoys this, but it's for me and I love it. It's great. So, like, I'm not the best at staying on time, I'm not the best at editing. Editing is the bane of my existence because if you can't tell, I talk a lot and I get off on tangents really easy. I'm super pumped to try to give you this heads up and say that we're going to cover Ready or Not. I'm going to force myself to cover The Witch because it's also one of those good for her movies. There's a few others that I'm going to try to cover. I'm very excited. We're only going to have like 3 for the month of February because this episode's gonna be coming out in the first week of February, so like that's one of the 4 weeks, sorry. And then I have no idea, we're probably gonna cover Texas Chainsaw from Netflix and maybe do a little bit on that. I want to try to also do some other stuff besides just doing movie reviews. I want to try to do some book reviews, some, you know, subgenre deep dives and some other cool stuff. I would also like to finish the Are You Afraid of the Dark series, because that was hella fun to rewatch all those, but it also was a bitch to rewatch all of those, because I feel like every detail is important. That's another part of why doing these episodes is insane, because I feel like everything is super, super important. We're also, The Invisible Man is going to be on here too. I think that's the third one I'm going to do, because it is absolutely a good for her movie as well. So we'll see. I have at least three that I'm doing. I'm very pumped. I hope you guys are excited too. But that's what I've got planned so far for February. If you guys have anything else you would like me to cover or like me to include, hit me up. I'm all over social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tara T Pod. We're on Facebook in the Tara T group. You can find horror news, upcoming podcast ideas, goofy shit I find on the internet, all kinds of stuff. So come join us. If you dig what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you really like it, please leave me a 5-star review. Again, I'm your host, Tara, and this has been Tara T.